We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
But somewhere on the inside of me, these words came floating up to my mind. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, since I've been saved, I haven't read anything with the New Testament. I didn't know that that was in the Bible. So I just picked it up for a moment, my mind. And then I began to think, I did, you know, not the Lord. I began to say, well, yes, but now God's moved in this spectacular, supernatural way to let me know that I'm going to die today.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his classic teaching, How to Possess the Land, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
But particularly kids and teenagers and young people did not talk at Grandpa's table. And very little did anybody else talk. In fact, he didn't talk himself. I'll guarantee you, if he is alive today, and he was that way till the day he died, and I inherited a lot of that, it took me a long time to overcome it. If he was alive today, and if I were to take, stand up, Jim. We just happened to stop by, and I said, Grandpa, I want you to meet Jim. He'd say, how are you, Jim? And sit down and sat there for 2.5 hours, never say another word to him. Never say another word. You can ask my folks. I used to be that way. I've outgrown some of it. I've outgrown it. Just had to ride over it. Amen. He just didn't talk. He didn't talk and never said a word. Mama and Granny did exchange a word or two, but nobody talked at Grandpa's table. I've seen visitors come. You know, people come and they have children and we're eating. And these visitors' children, you know, start acting up or talking. Grandpa stops and lays down his knife, fork, and looks at them. Never says a word. Just stares at them. Well, the parents catch on. And they'd say, Johnny, now sit down and shut up. Until they shut up, he wouldn't start eating again. Once they shut up, then he'd get his knife and fork and start eating. They start talking again, he stops. Lays his knife and fork down, gives them one of them looks. You don't talk at Grandpa's table. I don't care who you are. If the President of the United States came with 3 of his grandkids, they wouldn't talk at Grandpa's table. I guarantee. Anybody remember those days? Some of you folks do. Amen. Well, anyway. So we got to eat. See, I went in about 7:30, like I said, just a few moments after it. Got to eating. I went up. I went back across the bedroom, into my bedroom. Now, you see, I've been bedfast 16 months. And not that day, but a couple of days, that's Thursday, on Saturday, a couple of days later, I weighed. I mean, with all my clothes on and my shoes, I weighed and weighed 89 pounds. They call me a walking skeleton. Well, naturally, God healed me, and if he had wanted to, but that's not healing, he could have put flesh on my bones, but there's no use of him doing that. I've done a pretty good job for that myself. Took me a while to do it, but I did it. Amen. And so, Natsa, you've been bedfast for 16 months, weigh 89 pounds. I mean, just walking across 2 rooms, you know, you get tired. And I had no heart symptoms, and my paralysis disappeared. But I just said to myself, well, I'm going to lie down here across the bed. And when Mama, she'll come into the room about 8 o'clock to clean up the room. And I'm going to get up then, go out and sit on the porch swing for a while and talk to Grandpa. And then I'm going to walk uptown. Well, I lay down across the bed. About 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. And I'm not used to getting up, see, as early as they are. Well, I don't get up at all, but you know what I mean. I'd sleep later. And they'd feed me my breakfast later. So I dozed off to sleep. And I was awakened at 8 o'clock. I know because I looked at the clock. 8 o'clock. And when I was awakened, I heard, to me, it was an audible voice. It was just like somebody standing in the room. I heard these words. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. And then there was a pause, and the voice said, and today thou shalt surely die. That's all I heard. In about that tone, sounded just like that. And then, you see, thoughts then, faster than machine gun bullets, came to my mind. And the devil can quote scripture, said, well, now you see, God's moved in this supernatural way to let you know you're going to die today. Remember, the scripture said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And your appointed time has come to die, so you're going to die today. Don't you remember? You see, on back there, before I knew about healing, I guess for the first 6 or 7 or 8 months, maybe longer, that I was bedfast, I'd pray every night, Lord, because see, I knew I had to die, doctor said so. I'd pray every night, Lord, let me know ahead of time so I'll have time to tell everybody goodbye before I leave. And so this voice, you know, coming against your mind, thoughts, said, you see, God answered your prayer. He let you know that you're going to die today. See, all those are scriptures, or portions of scripture that was quoted. I thought God standing right in that room. I got up off of the bed and tiptoed. I thought God's in there. Audible voice, tiptoed across the room. Sat down in a chair by the window. And I sat there from 8 o'clock in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon waiting to die. I remember noon meal. They got there after a while, you know, they cooked a noon meal. The very smell of food throughout the building, the house, you know, made me sick at my stomach. Mama said, well, you're going to come to eat? I'm sitting there. I said, no, I don't want anything to eat. Well, what's the matter? I wouldn't tell her. Waiting to die. And so about 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm still sitting there, 6 hours and a half later, in the chair, by the window, and from on the inside of me, not an audible voice like I heard there, but on the inside of me, just these words seemed to come floating up from somewhere inside. I didn't know then that I'm a spirit and have a soul and live in a body. But somewhere on the inside of me, these words came floating up to my mind. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, since I've been saved, I haven't read anything with the New Testament. I didn't know that that was in the Bible. So I just picked it up for a moment, my mind. And then I began to think, I did, you know, not the Lord. I began to say, well, yes, but now God's moved in this spectacular, supernatural way to let me know that I'm going to die today. So I sat there. And again, these words came floating up out of my spirit to my mind. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And I turned those words over a time or two in my mind and said, yeah, but now God's moved in this spectacular, supernatural way, speaking in an audible voice. And today thou shalt surely die. Those same words were given to Hezekiah by Isaiah, you know. And so they disappeared. Then again now, on the inside of, we call it the still small voice. It's the voice of your conscience. Conscience is the voice of your spirit. It's the voice of your own spirit talking to you. Said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And for a moment or two, I just turned those words over in my mind. And then I said, well, yeah, but now God's moved in this spectacular, supernatural, audible voice way to let me know. So it disappeared. Then the fourth time, a stronger voice said, it was so real, not audible, not like the other one, but it's so strong until I turned and looked behind the chair, thought somebody's standing back there. I realized it's coming out of my spirit. See, I'm born again. I'm born of the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost resides in my spirit. And he spoke up. He had given the information before to my spirit had passed it on to my mind. But now then he's in there. Amen. He spoke up. When he speaks up on the inside of it, it's a little more authoritative. And he spoke up and said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, I sort of jumped and looked back behind the chair, nobody back there. Now I said, who said that? Now what I meant when I said who, I can't get this all figured out. I mean, what I'm saying is, who's doing the talking? Who's in this room talking? And so I just said out loud, who said that? When I said, who said that? He spoke up on the inside of me again and said the 91st Psalm. Well, I didn't know the 91st Psalm. I hadn't read one single thing since I'd been born again except the New Testament. So I reached under the chair. My Bible was lying there under the chair. Did you ever notice the Holy Ghost will always lead you right back to the Word? I reached down under the chair and got my Bible. Amen. You know it, but let's just turn. Let's follow here. Let's turn to the 91st Psalm. And so I turned to the 91st Psalm. He said Psalm, so I knew if somebody had asked me, is there a 91st Psalm, I wouldn't even know whether there's a 91st Psalm or not. And so I found it. I found the 91st Psalm. Sure enough, there is one. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth and shield shall be thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, hallelujah, even the Most High God, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because He set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Now the last verse. With long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Or the Hebrew word is deliverance. Show him my deliverance.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, one of the things that I just want you to know is that we keep our tuition very, very low.
Yes.
$3,150, I believe it is, for a student to train here on
and
a year.
And that includes books and every includes
general
activity fees, all kinds of things.
But that only covers 30% of what it costs to train a student. And so the other 70% is made up by this day, International Rhema Day, by our monthly word partners that help, by our events. That's how we cover
And our 70%. Living Faith conferences, we
yes.
have one day that is Rhema Day, and we take the offering and it come back to help the
That's
students.
Right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How to Possess the Land. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.